When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, where do you think I'm gonna get the key if you don't give it to me in time?
It's Bing Crosby and the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, and our charming little guest, the 11-year-old violin virtuoso, Sandra Berkova. Say, Bing,
yes,
I've been asked by a local paper to write a column on a typical Crosby day, and I thought perhaps you might assist me.
On my day?
Yeah.
Well, the data on my day is pretty dull, Ken. I build a bit at night, of course.
Well, after 12 o'clock.
No more.
Now, to get back to our interview, I have it on good authority that from 7 to 8 in the morning, you play with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do from 8 to 9?
I apply first aid.
Rugged characters, eh? I imagine since the racing ban, you have more time to handle fan mail.
True. Only yesterday, I answered 50 letters and one postcard.
One postcard?
Yes. I answer Hope's mail, too, you know.
Take a shine to that moon. Evelina, ain't you bothered by the bobolink's tune? Tell me how long you're gonna keep delaying the day. Don't you reckon it's wrong? Trifling with April is way. Evelina, won't you pay a little mind to me soon? Wake up, the earth is fair, the fruit is fine. But what's the use of smelling watermelon? Clinging to the other fella's vine. Evelina, won't you roll off that vine and be mine?
Evelina, Evelina, why won't you be mine, my sweet Evelina? Sweet Evelina, sweet Evelina, why won't you say that you'll be mine?
Little mind to me soon. Wake up, the earth is fair, the fruit is fine. But what's the use of smelling watermelon, clinging to the other fella's vine? Evelina, won't you roll off that vine and be mine?
Before the Charioteers, in a reverent mood, bring us the fine old hymn, In His Care, here with our worthy colleague, bearing out some unobtrusive intelligence concerning the culinary front.
Planning really well-balanced meals takes a bit of doing these days, but lots of smart women are finding what a great help is Kraft cottage cheese. A side dish of this rich-tasting, fresh-tasting cottage cheese, served right along with the main course, rounds out a dinner beautifully. Or add plenty of Kraft cottage cheese to vegetables or fruits, and a luncheon salad is transformed into a hearty meal. For cottage cheese that's moist, fluffy, creamy, get Kraft regular cream cottage cheese. If you prefer the firmer variety, not so moist, ask for Kraft country style. And then try Kraft Chive cottage cheese, too, for appetizers and vegetable salads. Let all three of these wonderful Kraft varieties help you with Lenten meals, with ration meals. In buying, see the Kraft name on the paper cup and get rich-tasting, fresh-tasting cottage cheese every time.
Well, one day as I was walking down the lonesome road, Lord, an angel spoke unto me, and he filled my heart with joy. One day as I was walking down the lonesome road, singing, I thank God I'm in his care.
Hallelujah.
Since I'm in his care, in my Savior's care, since I'm in his care, Lord King Jesus, got his arms all around me. No evil thoughts can harm me, for I thank God I'm in his care. Well, old Daniel, he was a good man, prayed three times a day.
But Lord, the
angels came to the window
just to hear
what Daniel had to say. Oh, Daniel, he was a
good man,
prayed three times a day.
Praying,
I thank God I'm in his care.
Hallelujah.
Since I'm in his care,
hallelujah,
in my Savior's care.
Hallelujah.
Since I'm in his care, in his care,
Lord,
King Jesus got his arms all around me. No evil thoughts can harm me, for I thank God I'm in his care.
Very moving, men. You stood out, Dan. You really did. Paging now our bright-eyed brunette warbler, Eugenie Baird, who always treats tune in a manner that intrigues. Always intrigues.
I hope I can be intriguing tonight, Bing.
Why's this?
Well, I have a date with a very nice soldier,
and I want him
to come back again.
Well, what routine you using on this boy?
Well, I'm cooking a big dinner.
For him?
Mm-hmm.
Yourself?
Yes.
Oh, he'll love that. That boy will come back for more.
Yes, and he's got a sweet tooth, Bing, so
yeah.
Later we'll probably make some fudge.
Oh, he'll adore that. You'll see him again and again.
Yes, and he's a music
he's
lover,
a what?
Too. Music
he's
lover.
A music lover. Uh-huh. He's a cat, huh?
So I thought we'd spend the rest of the time listening to my collection of your records.
You may never see that boy again. Never. Yes, sir. Now, won't you join me in a cut of more or less close harmony here?
Got me where you want me, I hope you're satisfied.
You got me where you want me, and you hardly even tried.
Just a single look was all I took, and then starry-eyed, I watched my poor old heart go on the roller coaster ride.
I say I won't grow tender, but I know darn well I will. My hopes are pretty slender, and my chances almost nil.
Why should I try to alibi when anyone can see? Got me where you want me,
and it's where I wanna be.
You got me where you want me, and I hope you're satisfied.
Oh, you got me where you want me, and you never even tried.
A single look was all I took, and then starry-eyed,
I watched my poor old heart go on that roller coaster ride.
I say I won't grow tender,
but I know darn well you will.
My hopes are pretty slender,
and my chances almost nil.
Why should I try to alibi when anyone can see?
You got me where you want me.
Ooh, you got me where you want me.
And it's where I wanna be. And it's where I wanna be.
Mm-hmm.
where I wanna be.
Recently, Carlos Ramirez, that wonderful delineator of ballads in the Latin American manner, launched Te Quiero Mucho. North of the Rio Grande, we call it Magic is the Moonlight. My friend Andy Russell has scored a smashing success with this song. Smashing.
Magic is the moonlight on this lover's June night. As I see the moonlight shining in your eyes, can't resist their power in this moonlit hour. Love began to flower. This is paradise, living in the splendor of your kiss so tender, makes my heart surrender to your love divine. Magic is the moonlight, more than any June night. Magic is the moonlight, for it made you mine. Living in the splendor of your kiss so tender, makes my heart surrender to your love divine. Magic is the moonlight, more than any June night. Magic is the moonlight, for it made you mine.
If you want a career as a concert violinist, all hazard can be eliminated by arranging to have an accomplished violinist for a mother and a distinguished pianist for a father. Such a scheme Sandra Bukova hit upon, and it worked, for she's already a veteran of the concert stage at 11.
Oh, I'm not that young.
No?
I'm practically 12. Oh. My 12th birthday is the day after tomorrow.
Well, congratulations, Sandra. You are getting on, aren't you? You're still so active after all these years. It's wonderful.
Yes. I played my first concert when I was 3.5 years old.
And before that?
I was very lazy.
Oh, you bad girl. Oh, you bad girl. You were not for long, though, huh?
Oh, no. I played with the Los Angeles Symphony when I was 5.
You know, Sandra, when I was 5, I had no talent whatsoever. I couldn't even reach the top of the pool table.
I'm sure you kept on trying.
Yes, I finally became a fair hustler. Never could handle hope, though. I think we'd better get on with the music if Maestro John Scott will be so kindly.
Right, Bing. Sandra, I'd just like to say that I've enjoyed one of your concerts, and I hope to attend your next one. When I hear you play, I just get carried away.
This I got to see is you carried away. Must be a tank retriever assignment, that, getting you carried away. Holy tomatoes. I'm going to give a downbeat to Sandra in a minute. All right, John. Certainly enjoyed that, Sandra. It was brilliantly done, and thank you. Our eminent informant on matters domestic hankers to hit us with a message regarding mess detail.
One of the ration-free foods that can really give you a lift with wartime menus is Kraft Cottage Cheese. This nutritious, versatile food can help you any day, at breakfast, luncheon, or dinner. Breakfast, you ask? Why, yes. Just let the folks have fluffy, fresh-tasting Kraft Cream Cottage Cheese to pile on their toast. It's grand, particularly with a little marmalade. For luncheon, have Kraft Creamed or Kraft Country Style or Kraft Chive Cottage Cheese. Have it in sandwiches or salads or as a side dish with soup. But don't overlook this idea. Any one of the Kraft Cottage Cheese trio can round out the main course of a dinner. When the main dish seems skimpy, an extra dish of Kraft Cottage Cheese more than makes up for it. Kraft makes this famous cottage cheese fresh every day according to exacting seal test standards. And Kraft hurries the cottage cheese, fresh as a daisy, to food stores. Knowing this, many, many smart shoppers always look for the name Kraft on the paper cup whenever they buy. Do it yourself tomorrow, and let fresh-tasting Kraft Cottage Cheese help you.
Of mine was doing very well. The world was fine as far as I could tell. And then quite suddenly I met you, and I dreamed of gay amours. At dawn I woke up singing sentimental overtures. This heart of mine is gaily dancing now. I taste the wine of real romancing now. Somehow this crazy world has taken on a wonderful design. As long as life endures, it's yours, this heart.
Thank you.
As a result of our weekly quixotic questing among the more refreshing roundelays of yesteryear, we come up with a motley medley of melodies from a celluloid opera with which we were once embroiled, if I had my way. And that, by the way, was in the sporty little annum of 1940. A clever year, eh, Kensington, me boy?
Oh, one of the best, Bing boy.
Thought you'd like it.
It was in 1940 that the Futurity Stakes at Belmont Park was won by a horse with a somewhat droll name of Our Boots.
Our Boots, yes. And those of us who bet on the favorite lost our shirts. I'll never forget.
I hope I'm not being ponderously ironic if I recall that one of the picture tunes was I Haven't Time to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, you boy, you.
By a country road, wild roses grow that need my special care. So I haven't time to be a millionaire. And a cheerful brook on a mountainside is sad when I'm not there. So I haven't time to be a millionaire. And a friendly gang of robins are peeves when I forget that I'm the second tenor in their barbershop quartet. So with all the things I have to do, I'm very much aware. If I wished for wealth, wouldn't be quite fair. 'Cause I haven't time to be a millionaire.
In 1940, an English actor was given a prize by his associates as the most traveled thespian of his generation.
Just like our chum, Bob Hope.
That's right. And this actor was one of the few comedians to confess he'd never had a yen to play Hamlet.
It's just like Hope. Yeah.
Our 1940 friend, however, since he was celebrating his 103rd birthday, did announce that he was ready to give up.
It's just like... I must be mad. What am I saying? Nothing
this,
like it.
This lad attributed his longevity to rejuvenation through goat glands.
I must tell, Bob.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, tough on goats.
Our legendary performer was a confirmed optimist, not at all like the gent described in our next ditty from the 1940 hit parade, the pessimistic character with a crabapple face.
Throw him out the window, he can't stay. How did he get in here anyway? What do we want with him round the place? The pessimistic character with the crabapple face. When he hears a joke, he always cries. When there's any fun, he darn near dies. What do you say we laugh at his sad case? The pessimistic character with the crabapple face. He's never welcome anywhere he goes. Let him stay where he belongs, in a book of Edgar Allan Poe. Wrap him in a blanket carefully. Throw him out the window, a 1, 2, 3. It'll be great to wear a grin and chase the pessimistic character with the crabapple face.
In 1940, the nation's cultural leaders met to discuss the prime requisites for success in American public life. The famous woman sculptor said, the most important factor is physical beauty.
Unless you and I go out for charm, huh, Ken?
Leaving at once.
Get a modicum.
A noted athlete said the most important factor was a perfect physique.
Well, I guess it has helped some people.
An eminent operatic coach gave this as her recipe for success.
What is that?
I quote... If you want to rise in this world, give close attention to the voice.
Oh, yes. It's 12 o'clock. Brew and watch time, tick-tock.
No, it's not the one, no.
Oh,
and in 1940, one of the pleasanter ways to utilize the voice was to have it try out our concluding and title melody, If I Had My Way.
If I had my way, dear, forever there would be a garden of roses for you and for me. a thousand and one things, dear, I would do just for you, just for you, just for you. If I had my way, we would never grow old, and sunshine I'd bring every day. You would reign all alone, like a queen on a throne. If I had my
we leave the hall, just a reminder that the Red Cross War Fund drive is on now. It'll take all of us giving all we can spare and more to make up the $180 million the Red Cross is asking us to give. You want to help, and right now the way to help the Red Cross is to really come up with something big. Our special guest next Thursday will be Salida de Solis, outstanding Spanish concert pianist. Adios for now. Arriba Flavin.
Join the Kraft Music Hall next Thursday at the same time, and our guest will be Joe Menuti, jazz star violinist, and the concert pianist, Salida de Solis.
Lady, here's how to take just one red ration point and make it produce the main dish for two dinners. Invest that one ration point in two boxes of Kraft Dinner. Each box gives you a dish of swell macaroni and cheese, enough for four folks. It's fluffy, light macaroni that Kraft Dinner gives you, with wonderfully rich cheddar cheese flavor. And with Kraft Dinner, you cook it in just 7 minutes. So save time, save ration points. Ask your dealer for Kraft Dinner.